Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Tlentombela with Victory. Hearing the sound of champions, definitely I'm hearing that sound because I'm a champion. Takes us to 17 minutes after 1. And you might remember, it's only last week that we skipped it, that we had a lady by the name of Lusanda Dlamini just sharing a lot of, you know, inspiration and what God has been doing in her life, what he has been, you know, journeying with her, that he has been journeying with her through, you know, a couple of teachings. I was actually so excited the other day. She gave me a call and she was just giving me a brief that she has just got her foot in at another radio station. And she was just wanting, you know, pointers. And I thought to myself, how good is God? I remember having a chat with her while we were recording this series. And one of the things she really prayed about, I remember when we were both in prayer, was basically just saying, Lord, I pray that this message reaches those that need to hear it. I remember her saying, but also, Lord, I pray that this is a beginning of great things that you're doing, for your word to be made known. Something along those lines. And when she gave me that corner of that chat, I was like, oh my Lord, here is this prayer coming to fruition. So we really bless God for what he's doing in her life. And hopefully we'll have more of these from her.
My name is Lusanda Dlamini. I'm a wife to Joseph Dlamini, and together we serve at Cornerstone Church, and we're blessed with 4 daughters and 2 grandsons. The topic today, or our devotional today, is strong and courageous. Friends, I remember this one time I was sitting at a coffee shop and I was actually writing a devotional, and the Lord said to me, I want you to write about Vashti. And I thought to myself, what is there to say about Queen Vashti? Because we don't hear much about Queen Vashti in our churches being preached. And even when you read the book of Esther, we don't tend to focus on Queen Vashti. We tend to focus on Esther herself. But I decided, okay, let me obey what the Holy Spirit is saying. Let me read the story of Queen Vashti. And we find it in Esther 1, verse 10 to 12. And it reads as follows. On the 7th day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Mehuhem, Bistha, Abona, Bigtha, Abagtha, Zetha, and Carcass, the 7 eunuchs who served in the presence of the king, Ahasuerus, to bring Queen Vashti before the king with her royal crown, in order to show the peoples and the princes her beauty, for she was lovely to look at. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's command, delivered by the eunuchs. And this, the king became enraged, and his anger burned within him. Now, friends, Queen Vashti, first of all, the name means beautiful, very beautiful. So we know that the king loved beautiful women, clearly, married Esther, married Vashti, but the king wanted to show off the stunning, beautiful wife of his, this trophy of a wife, in front of the people of Susa and in front of the princes, which was the men he was holding a feast with for 7 days. And the Bible tells us he was merry with wine. I'll just call it as it is. He was drunk. He was intoxicated. Now the king had held about 6 months of a feast. And the Bible tells us that there was no stopping of wine, which means it was unlimited. At the conclusion of this feast, he held a week-long banquet with the royal wine flowing freely. Can you imagine how the people and the princes that were with the king, how drunk they were, how maybe their thought process was not of a person who's sober-minded, The Bible is very clear that we shouldn't be drunk of wine. And because he was also very intoxicated on the final day of the banquet, he then demanded that Queen Vashti should come and parade in front of his drunken friends. But when he sent for Vashti, she refused and he was furious. Now, friends, I can't sit here and say that Queen Vashti was saved, that she was a woman of God. The book of Esther, from the beginning to the last verse, doesn't mention the word of God. But we know that by just studying that book, we can see the hand of God. We can see the sovereignty of God. We can see the providence of God. So what I can say is this. Vashti probably had what we would call good morals. Probably Vashti had decided that I'm not just a queen, but I am a wife. And even if we look at culture, a wife is not supposed to be paraded in front of drunken men. A wife is supposed to be protected by her husband. And we can safely assume that the queen, which is Queen Vashti, knew this. The queen expected this from her husband, which was the king. And she refused because she knew that the people and the people that was having a feast with the king were going to look at her with a lustful eye. No wife wants a man to look at them with a spirit of lust. No wife wants a man to look at them the way that your husband is supposed to look at you. No wife wants to parade her beauty in front of any other man but her husband. From me that day, the Lord opened my eyes. I felt the Lord say to me, Lusanda, Vashti stood for the truth. Vashti stood for the truth. And because she stood for the truth, it opened a door for the next generation. Have you ever asked yourself this? If Vashti didn't say no to the king, would have Esther come into the palace? If Vashti didn't stand up for the truth, would the Jewish nation be delivered from the hands of the enemy, which was Haman? I can safely say no. Because King Xerxes would have continued to not life as usual. The Jews would have been oppressed, probably murdered by Haman. But because Vashti stood for the truth, the hand of God moved things according to the sovereignty of God and the providence of God. Friends, as women of God, we are called to stand for the truth. And we are called to fight for the truth. And how do we do that? Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18, the armor of God, that is the spiritual weapon we've been given as women of God to fight the enemy in whatever he brings our way. Our real enemy is not the people. Our real enemy, according to the Ephesians book in the Bible, is the spiritualities, the principles of this world. And Ephesians 6 says we should put on the armor of God. And the armor of God starts with putting on the belt of truth. Now, friends, here, Paul was writing to the Ephesians church, and he was in jail. And who was in front of him? The Roman guard. the Roman soldiers that were guarding him so that he doesn't get out of jail. And the Holy Spirit opened his eyes to use the tools that were within the gear, in fact, that was within the Roman soldier to teach the church, me and you, on how to fight the schemes of the devil. Me and you on how to stand for the truth as women of God. And he started by saying, put on the belt of truth. Now, the belt of truth, friends, was not the belt as we know it, the beautiful belts that we buy maybe from Woolworths or stuff. It was a thick belt that the Roman soldier wore around him. That belt held the Roman soldier's core, that he was able to put the other pieces of armor. So when we take the belt of truth and bring it to as a weapon for us as women of God, that is the light, Jesus. That is the belt of our truth. So when we put it around the waist, our spine, our core is strong, which means our feet are able to stand firm for the truth of God. Friends, do you have Jesus in your life? Do you have Jesus in your heart? Do you have Jesus in your home? Are you wearing Jesus as the belt of truth? The devil and demons would like to distract you. The devil and the demons will like to bring disunity in your marriage. The devil and the demons will love to bring disunity between you and your children. The devil and the demons will like you to run your business without integrity. The devil and his demons would like you not to serve the Lord. But today God is reminding you, wear the belt of truth. Friends, when we go to the airport or when a traffic officer stops us, they will stop us. They will check if everything is right, but they will always ask for your license. And they will always look at the license and look at your face. What are they saying? Although you've given them your license, but they still want to check if the face that is on the license, is it the face in the driving the car? They are checking for truth. They are bringing the truth to the light. We bring the truth of our lifestyle to the light by bringing the light, which is the Word of God, and taking the decisions and the choices we make and measuring them to the truth of God. Vashti measured the truth of her morals to her values of marriage. But you, as the woman of God, should measure your lifestyle, your decisions, your truth, your choices, and say, that is my truth measuring with the truth of God? Am I fighting the enemy by wearing the belt of truth? And that is Jesus. I am calling you today to be strong and courageous and stand up for the truth. Stand firm in the truth. I will close with this testimony. One day I was a history student. I loved history. I got good marks at high school in history. And my daughter was studying for her history exam. And I said, my baby, can I help you study your history? Can I tell you? And she looked him in the eye and she said, Mom, when you were studying history, you were studying history that was written in the apartheid times. History has changed. You are no help to me in this season of studying history. And I felt the Lord said to me at that time, she was right. But the Holy Spirit continued to minister to me. He said, Lusanda, do you know which history book does not change? My word, the Bible. It is same today, and it will be same now. It will be same tomorrow. That is one book on this earth that will never change, because I'm the same God. I was, I am today, and I will be in the future. So friends, make a choice today to follow a God that will never change, to obey a God that will never change, to worship a God that will never change, and be strong and courageous. He's with you.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.